As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
It is draft week. Our draft beatnik, as I call him, Andrew Nemec, will be in for the picks on Thursday, round one, 5 o'clock.
He's literally been texting me in the last hour about odds on certain teams and what positions they might select.
Yeah, he loves to bet it.
Yeah, he does. He's had some good years doing that. He's gotten in on the ground floor on some really long odds in the past that have worked out for him. But the current thing he has brewing is he thinks that Dallas to take defensive line or edge might be a hot ticket.
Okay, and they pick 12th, maybe?
Somewhere around there. There was a lot of previous speculation they might go wide receiver with the kid Golden from Texas or Tet McMillan.
Mm. All right. Well, we got you covered on that. It's NFL draft week. That'll be Thursday. And then Friday, too, with the guys filling in. All right, it is April 22, 2025. Time for In the News. I'm your newsman. Hello, thank you. Thank you so much.
We'll do it live.
We are doing it live. Bill, whatever happened to Bill O'Reilly? Remember that dude?
Yeah, I do.
God, did he get canceled or did he just retire?
Or did he get kicked off the air because he was an ass? I mean, he yelled, like, and not just like...
The third option.
He yelled at a lot of...
Yeah, he was a real ass.
He might have been the kind of person that got canned for, like, you know, workplace behavior.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing now.
I bet we could find out.
Still alive? Probably doing a podcast somewhere. It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is School Bus Drivers Day, so much love to all you school bus drivers. That is a... I can't imagine a wonderful job.
I sometimes see advertisements for, like, doing that job. Like, oh, you can get $25 an hour for driving a school bus.
Do you think you get paid more doing that or driving Uber?
Ooh.
Probably Uber.
Well, the other component that no one ever really factors in is if you're driving Uber, you're putting miles on your own car. And, you know, the school bus isn't yours.
Yeah, I just feel like, I mean, Uber, I don't know, man. I use Uber a lot, and I oftentimes think that that wouldn't be so bad, Uber. You know, because you can kind of do it when you want.
Yeah, especially if you're doing just the food and you don't want to deal with people.
Yeah, and then other times I think, God, why would you want to do this? Because I don't think they really take care of you all that well.
Right, and there are days I can't think of anything worse than driving a bunch of people around.
Yeah.
But some days it seems great.
I think it'd be cool to do, like, long trips. Like, I'll drive you to San Francisco.
I love how we always get those, like, well, I shouldn't say always, but occasionally there's a story of, like, a football player who needs to make it to some team's facility or whatever, and, like, the only way they can't get on a flight, so they just take an Uber. Like, do you hear the dude who had to go from, like, Chicago to Buffalo, and the Uber driver drove him, like...
No.
Freaking 6 hours to get... Yeah.
What's that run? What do you have to pay?
I don't remember, but they, like, became buddies after that. The driver and the plane.
Little bonding times. Yeah. Like, it's like a round of golf.
The guy picked up, he's like, wait, you're going to Buffalo, New York? He's like, yeah. He's like, okay, let's go. That guy's got to get home still.
Yeah. What does he do then? You got to drive, turn around, drive back. How do you get a ride back?
I don't know.
You got to get somebody in your car to pay you to drive back. Is there anybody in Buffalo who wants to drive?
Yeah, I don't know. Or do you just have to go like one leg at a time, say I'm only going back north, southwest? I don't know.
Or maybe you, I wonder, can you pick up rides in other cities then? Can he just turn on his Uber and be like, all right, let's see if I can just drive around Buffalo for a while?
Yeah, because if you have to go way, I mean, like, let's say you pick somebody up at the Portland airport, but they're going to Eugene even. Like, do you have to, I don't know.
Yeah, can you then drive a bunch of people around in Eugene?
I'm sure, I bet our listeners know. We'll find
out.
We
probably have some Uber drivers listening to us out there. Have you ever gotten in an Uber and heard the fan on? It's very rare.
I haven't taken an Uber in a while, and usually they have music or nothing.
Yeah.
Rarely are they sports radio listeners.
Yeah, they don't want to be offensive to their... They want the five stars.
They don't want to hear all the Rop bitch drops.
Right. And I also think that... I don't know about you, it's unfair to say. A lot of Uber drivers, at least in the last couple of years, a lot of foreign drivers...
Sure.
A lot more than there used to be.
Okay.
I don't know why that is. I don't know if that's true, but it seems like it. And of course.
But they're not big.
They're not.
Rob
and
Suke heads.
They're not, they're not listening to us. And something is quite satisfying about that. When I see the Uber driver and it's like Ahmed, I'm like, perfect. This is great. Now I don't have to talk about the fan. Because, you know, they see my name. And then if I get in there. And
well,
it's,
if it's
and
someone
it's
that
Bill,
listens and it's an Isaac, I'm they're sure like, oh, they're like, are you that Isaac?
What no, yeah. what they say is, what do you do? And then I have to tell them. I hate that. It's tough being us. Would you rather be a school bus driver or clean motels?
Oh, give me the bus.
Really?
Yeah. I hate cleaning.
I do too.
There's certain things I don't mind. Like, I really don't mind laundry. I don't mind unloading the dishwasher. But, like really, like, cleaning, the kind that hotel rooms need? No, thank you.
Yeah, but they don't really. I mean, I think that's the thing about hotels.
People do gross stuff in hotel rooms.
But they don't really clean the hell out of them.
Are you saying I just have to change the sheets and vacuum?
All they do. I mean, they kind of pretend to wipe stuff down.
I mean, you're cleaning toilets, you're cleaning mirrors, cleaning sinks. I don't know. No, thanks. Give me the bus.
What is Oregon's best college town, you ask? Good question, Buckley.
Thanks.
We've answered that question, or at least one entity has answered that question. According to World Atlas, the best college town in Oregon is... Corvallis, home of the Beavers, where you did not go to school. You little bitch. What do you think about that? In your face.
I haven't spent a lot of time in Corvallis, so I mean...
I like Corvallis.
I went to a Civil War once when I was a sophomore, so wasn't of drinking age to go to the bars, even though I was doing plenty of drinking. So I can't tell you much about Corvallis, the college town. I really don't know much.
Well, I have spent more time in Corvallis than Eugene, I will say.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, just in the town. I've probably gone to more Duck games than Beaver games, but I don't know. I can see why they named Corvallis the best college town in Oregon. They say academic excellence, strong ties between the university and community, a thriving cultural scene, and an economy supported by college students and faculty are all reasons that World Atlas, a travel website, noted Corvallis as the best college town in Oregon. Now, I think this is a slippery slope because I don't know what you characterize as a college town. To me, like, Portland would not be a college town just because it has Portland State. I think a college town must mean that, and this is why I think they went with Corvallis, it must mean that the university or the college is the biggest part of the town. It kind of is the town.
That's what kind of makes a college town to me. Is that the town is reliant on the college life to thrive.
Yeah, and I don't think Eugene is really that. Isn't Eugene big enough that it, you know, there's kind of the university and then there's Eugene, whereas Corvallis and Oregon State are kind of synonymous. Am I wrong about this? Because Eugene's bigger.
Eugene is bigger, but I also feel like There's an element of like when you drive in and all the hotel marquees and all the local restaurants all have a Ducks game day discount and a whatever, like that to me is something that happens when the town is built on the back of the university. And like, and I know that there are other parts of Eugene well outside of where the campus area is that you might not say is college town, but like the way that the kind of heart of Eugene is built up around the college, I think makes it feel that way.
I mean, to me, Ashland would be a good college town that you could put in the mix.
Ashland's built on the back of Shakespeare, baby.
I mean, it's pretty small, though, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Bend's not. Portland's not. I mean, you have McMinnville. There you go. That's interesting.
Sure.
No, I don't know. It's tough. And it makes me sad. What about Newburgh? George Fox is down there, right?
Yeah, I wouldn't consider it a
but
college town.
But it's not a college town.
No.
Like, I just don't think of it as... College town,
just because a college is there, yes, in a small town doesn't make it a college
town.
That's
right, which is why I think Corvallis won this. It's really the only true college town in Oregon, if you think about it. It really is.
But would the town, like, be fine on its own with no university if it was just, like, the agriculture stuff? Like,
no, I don't think it would.
Yeah, then I think you're right.
And I feel like that's what they said in there. Well, the Oregon Potato Commission is out with some hot facts.
Ooh.
I'll have those for you next on In the News on The Fan.